When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi and welcome. I'm Joko, and joining with me always is none other, the lovely Haley.
Hi.
This is the Anna Munchies podcast, where we talk about life and food in Southern California, from here in LA all the way to San Diego and everywhere in between. When we flip on that nerd switch, talk about anime, gaming, and Haley's specialty.
K-pop.
She probably forgot her specialty. So yeah, K-pop. As always, we'll start out with some food. Yep. And it's actually one of Haley's favorite restaurants. Mm-hmm. It's located technically in LA County, even though it feels like it's pretty far, like from where we live. It's like almost close to like every time we go around that area, like going to Disneyland, that's usually when we go there. But it's like in Cerritos or Artesia, actually. Mm-hmm. What is that place called?
Cafe Maggi.
Yeah, Cafe Maggi. So, I mean, it's what you expect. It's a cafe kind of thing. But they're kind of more than just that. They're more than your typical, like, just like a normal coffee shop cafe.
Yeah, their cafe, it kind of reminds me of those ones that you would see in those Korean dramas. That's why I was drawn to it, because it's the decorations and interior are very, like, if you guys watch K-dramas, it's very Korean.
Like, it's super, like, simple, clean. Like, not,
yeah,
not,
and it, like, has like cluttered, cute decorations. Like, they even had like rilakkuma, or like those really cute potted plants, succulents.
Right, exactly. Like the typical kind of like simple type of design, like Asian design interior for like those kind of shops.
Yeah.
Is it Korean though? No. It's like, I don't even know. It's Asian.
It's Asian. It might be Korean.
You think
I'm
so?
Not too sure though.
But like, it's not just like a bakery and coffee shop. They have like,
it's
really
sit
cute
down.
Drinks. Yeah. It's a sit down. I guess you can get to go, but most people usually sit down.
Yeah, a lot of people actually go there to study.
Yeah, just like chill and study.
Yeah.
And I think what I remember is like there's a lot of different, obviously there's like your milk teas, those kind of drinks. Then you have regular like tea and coffee also.
Yeah, but the way that they present everything, well, this was before COVID, because right now they're just putting them in like kind of those plastic cups.
Oh, right. It's not as cute
and aesthetic as it was before COVID. But I mean, before they would put them in like those mason jars and then really like decorate it all cute. Like I used to always get like that taro latte.
Yeah, yeah.
But
it's like in a giant big ceramic
mug.
Yeah,
it's in a big mug, but then they would do latte art, and they'd either do like a cute bunny rabbit or bear. Like on the latte art.
Like just like a face. Like not like, yeah, like it's really cool though. And then I think there's like different types of latte arts where they do that.
Yeah.
It's not like those fancy ones that you see all over like Instagram, but it's just like a simple, like cute
it's
animal
so
face.
Cute.
It's like a squish face.
I feel
face
like they
inside.
Were one of the first ones to actually do it, because Cafe Maggi has been around for a while. And before they got that huge location in Artesia, they were sharing a location. I forgot where it was. It might have been like Arcadia or something, but it was inside a gym, like a dance studio.
So they've come a long way.
Yeah, they've come a long way.
And I think besides that, like they actually have like, they're known for their like food too.
Oh yeah,
like it's like they have snacks, like typical, like actually not even typical, but they have really good like waffles and.
Yeah, their dessert is like,
it's like decorated waffles. Like there's ice cream, you know, chocolate Nutella, like all that kind of stuff. They even recently have one where it's like almost like a. It was like a croissant waffle. That was really good.
What was that called? A croffle?
Croffles, of course.
Yeah. And it was really good. But then before COVID as well, they would decorate all their
It would like, be a lot nicer, really, like really on a plate. Cute. Like, so like Haley said, it's like all to go kind of aesthetic. Stuff now. But hopefully we'll get back to that one day. But yeah. They also, one other thing is they actually have food. Yes. It's not just like cafe food where it's just dessert, snacks, and coffee.
I think it is Korean. Because you know why? Because like one of the food's, it's bulgogi.
Oh, that's right.
And bulgogi burgers. One of them burgers. Is
the bulgogi quesadilla. They have really cute hamburgers. Instead of like french fries, they give you elote. It's kind of cool. Yeah. So they give you like a little corn on the cob elote. And the burger has like a bear face on the bun.
Yeah.
So it's like a ham burger.
Yeah, it's called ham burger.
I don't think it is actually. We just call it.
No, it is. Mudgy burger.
I remember Michael. One of our friends, Michael, they should call it the ham burger.
Yeah, it has
wasted opportunity.
Ears and like a little bear face on it. And then the one that I always order is the bacon Alfredo pasta.
Oh, yeah. And with mushroom. They got pasta, too.
It's so good.
All the food is really good. It's like you don't expect to get this kind of food at like this type of shop.
And then they also have the carbonara tteokbokki. So it is Korean.
Yeah. It has to be.
Like Korean fusion. For the
most part. Yeah. So they have the really interesting like items like the carbonara tteokbokki, which is kind of getting more popular, it seems, at a lot of different... Yeah. Like restaurants these days, but it's called Cafe Maji, so you might not expect it. Even when you go on the Yelp page, it's mostly like you see lattes and their waffles. But don't be fooled, because literally we would go there to eat like lunch or grab dinner with a group of friends before too.
Yeah,
it's really good.
What was that one drink that I got? It was so cute. It had like little clouds on the side.
Oh yeah, what was
there was
that?
Like a pink and blue drink, but then it was in like a clear cup,
like a mason jar cup.
But it looked like clouds. I think they put. Was it cotton candy? I don't remember.
I think there's cotton candy on top, but the cream were the clouds inside. Yeah. And like, because the drink was blue. So the cream in the drink looked like clouds. It looked really aesthetic.
Cute. And then they also have like these cute little rainbow cakes.
So they do have like typical pastries and like desserts.
Yeah.
And like there's a rainbow cake.
Is just really cute.
Even their cheesecake. They got a cute little small like New York style cheesecake. And it's like. A little bear face too. Like that's like the same on the latte. It's like that kind of face.
Yeah. So you can see why I like
it's kawaii AF.
It's so cute. And the food is really good. The drinks are really good and the service is always really good.
It's like
too.
You wouldn't go back if the food wasn't good. Because I mean you'd have your pictures the first time you go and that's it. But there's a reason why people go back and it's not just to study and hang out, since we're past the study and hang out days. In our life.
Yeah, it's been like 10
it's been
years.
Like 10 years already. But yeah, I can't recommend enough. Cafe Maji, Haley's favorite, always finds an excuse to somehow go there when we're in the area.
But I want to go back when it's not COVID, because it's not as cute when I take pictures of it in like a freaking styrofoam.
Yeah, I mean, because indoor dining is open already, but it's still already, it's not as aesthetic because of the plating, how it's done.
Yeah.
But check it out. Hopefully we'll be back. By next year or end of this year, and they'll have their nice, cute ceramic plates again.
Yeah.
But with that said, we're done with dining, and Haley's getting ready for some serious business here, aka her specialty, BTS,
K-pop. So, like, literally this morning, I saw that on BTS's official Instagram and Twitter, they announced that they were having another online concert, like an online virtual concert.
Like literally this morning. She like was like, what the hell?
I know. Like, I was like, what? And then it's for next Saturday, which is April 17th. And I'm so bummed out because we won't be home.
We'll be in San Francisco.
So I can't.
So there's no episode next week.
I mean, but maybe I can watch it on my phone.
She'll find a way. It's like she's saying like she's not going to find a way. Because, I mean, there's the details about it is, yeah, I think it's on YouTube, right?
Yeah, so it's going to be on their official YouTube channel. It's called Bangtan TV. And then I think this one is free. Like, usually for their virtual concerts, unless it's live, you have to pay for them. But then this one, I think, I don't know. There hasn't been really any details. Because it literally this morning, but I think it's going to be free because they did one last year. It was called Bang Bang Con.
That was like the first one.
The first one.
Bang Bang Con.
And it was last April also. And it was a free 2-day online concert. And then they just played like footage of concerts from 2015 onwards.
Previous concerts. Yeah. It wasn't like an actual live or like a newer concert.
It no, was
like
it was still stuff. Really fun to watch, though. I remember we woke up at 4 a.m. to watch the Wings tour.
Was that the one?
That was the one.
Oh, shit. So that
yeah,
was the one.
Because you wanted to see Jin perform that.
Epiphany?
Epiphany.
Oh, okay. So that's the bang. So that's that the was original the free Bang one. Bang Con one.
Mm-hmm.
But there's another one that happened a month later in June.
Yeah, so there was another one called Bang Bang Con also, but it was Bang Bang Con Live. And this one was like a 90-minute concert, but it was live, so you had to pay for it.
Oh,
that was the one that we didn't see.
Oh, that's the one. Oh, it's paid also. I thought there was something in October.
That one was the Map of the Soul concert.
So we paid for that two one. Different concerts?
No. I only paid for one because I didn't see the Bang Bang Con live, the one that we had to pay for.
Right. I think Brittany watched it, right?
Brittany watched that one.
Okay.
But I didn't. That was the one in June. And they actually released that for their 7th anniversary last year. And then there was another one in October. So they had like four
online
concerts. They spoiled us.
Because, they were supposed to have live concerts.
They were supposed to do their world tour.
World tour was last year.
Yeah, for Map of the Soul 7.
That never happened because of
COVID.
Yeah.
So, at least, I don't know, with Big Hit, they really spoil their fans, I guess. So they had another online concert. It was Map of the Soul, but it's called One, like on and then .E, so One. It was meant to be kind of like their live tour concert that they were supposed to do. So they did all the songs from Map of the Soul 7, which was their most recent album. And so we got to see like all of those songs performed live, but it had to be through the TV.
Nonetheless, live. So I mean, that's pretty cool that they did that.
It was totally 100% live too.
Not pre-recorded.
Pre-recorded or anything.
I'm looking at you, Black Knight.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah.
Yeah, so like, I remember, I think it was on the first day, then Jimin was like doing his speech and then he broke down crying and I was like, oh my God, so sad. Because like they get very emotional because obviously they miss performing live for their fans.
Yeah, it's their career. It's their thing. They like live off that kind of stuff.
And then I think that was the one too that they got like people who signed up for a raffle or something. And
that's right. And it's like all behind them, right?
They had all the TVs and it was all ARMY, like the fans.
From around the world. That was pretty cool.
And I think that's why they got like emotional too, because it's like, I'm sorry, we can't be performing for you live and blah, blah, blah. You know, it was sad, but it was nice to see them. And they performed all the songs that we wanted to see, like all their solo songs, like Jin's Moon.
Oh, that's
Moon,
right, like the newer ones at that
Filter
time.
Filter by Jimin, and then
those are pretty good performances.
0 o'clock, V's. What was his
Inner one? Child.
Inner Child, and then did they perform Friends? Like V?
That's a good question. I feel like they
Oh, no, they didn't. That was for their other.
It was something else, right?
That was for the Bang Bang Con one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it was like all their solo songs, and then, of course, they did On.
I just remember Jin's.
Yeah,
one.
Because he was wearing like a little pink outfit.
He's like walking around. There's like a world and like oh
no,
my
no. Because then I told him I was like, it's based off that story, Little Prince. That's
right,
why there was
the moon
and the foxes,
that's
why he was dressed up like a little prince.
Inner Child. I remember the performance too because they had like a little
merry-go-round,
and then they had like a little kid to like
represent
symbolize
him
as a kid.
And then
it was good too. They do so well though. Their performances, they sound so good, and they even though it's an online concert,
yeah,
like they go all out.
Real.
Like it looks so good. Like they're never cheap. Like in terms of like
they never skimp out on anything.
The whole like setup and the background and everything.
Yeah,
it's
like
really
if
good.
You were to go see their concert live, and then I even had like my light stick and everything. I was like screaming.
Was it connected to like the new?
I tried to connect. No, there was like something wrong.
I think for
international fans, it was harder for it to sync up.
Yeah, because usually I guess like if you're more local, like Korea, so I guess it would like link up Bluetooth and then actually change colors to whatever
it's
supposed to be. Like,
yeah,
you know, just like the normal concerts.
Yeah, that was still fun.
Yeah, she had a great time.
Yeah,
she's going crazy. We need to record you watching one of these concerts one of these days so people know.
I know. I like screaming. And then he kept
And it's
calling.
At night. It's like people
Yeah,
are
because
probably,
like, oh like, yeah. Oh so God. Another thing is like for the concert that's coming up, it's going to be April 17th, 3 p.m. Korean Standard Time. So for PST, it's actually going to be April 16th at 11 p.m. So like for us, it's always at night. And I think the other one that we watched, it was like at 2 a.m. or something.
Yeah,
so I'm like,
worst.
I'm like freaking screaming my lungs out, like, damn it! Oh
so at least
God.
People in Europe and get, yeah. get a better time
yeah, they
slot
get it during
than what
the
we
day.
Do.
Yeah. But yeah, so he's like, be quiet. People are going to think you're getting murdered or something.
For real. It sounded like it. Yeah. And then who's going to be framed and guilty? I'm the only person living here besides her. So, yeah,
it's
I mean,
fun.
Check it out. It's going to be coming up already.
Next
you know,
week.
So just get ready
if
for that.
If it's free, that means 11 p.m. we should be home so I can still watch it somehow.
Doesn't matter. You have your phone.
I
if
know.
It's on YouTube, you'll just watch it wherever yeah. we are. Just watching the hotel.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, any other news or something about that in terms of BTS? Nothing really,
nope.
right?
I think I covered everything.
All right. Well, good job, Haley.
Jimin!
Oh, yeah. Like, Haley even bought, like, the microphone. So she has, like, the Jimmy microphone.
Yeah.
So you could... So she just goes around the house singing on that thing.
I was
all
like, can I bring that and sing during their concert?
I wonder if you can.
No. I'm not
we'll
going to bring
we'll
it on that trip.
We'll find out. Oh, I thought you meant like when they have an actual concert one of
oh,
these
no,
days.
No, no, no.
Yeah. That'd be pretty funny. And I can, she also has the one for Jin, so the pink one. So
yeah.
Hopefully they'll allow people to bring the mics to the concert. That'd be pretty cool.
Probably not. Kind of strict.
I mean, if they
shit.
Bring the, if we could bring light their light stick.
Okay, but then the mic
I
probably
guess.
Not.
We'll find yeah. out soon enough. Anyways, so that's it for K-pop talk. No gaming stuff again this week. Thank goodness that means I don't have to edit any gaming stuff for this week. Because there's nothing... I mean, like, I'm sure there's a lot of gaming news and stuff
well,
coming
Pokemon's
out.
Well, Pokemon's coming out.
So. Yeah. So, I mean, we'll cover that when it kind of gets closer because it's still in the beginning of this month and I think it releases literally at the end of this month in April. But, I mean, because we are kind of not into, like, all kinds of video games, like I said. Like, I'm, like, JRPGs and other, like, more simple kind of games and...
Yeah, and then for, like, first
First
person shooter, we usually watch like walkthroughs on YouTube and stuff,
like
especially like
yeah.
Resident Evil and stuff. Because like he doesn't like playing scary games.
If I was supposed to talk or play that kind of game, I literally would not move an inch from wherever we would start, like wherever you spawn, because it's like, I know shit's going to happen. So it's like, why would I even leave this spot?
Yeah.
I would go back in my car if the game was like, could do anything, go back in my car and leave. Why would I want to go explore?
Yeah, so we watch all of those like, kind of ones online. It's fun.
So we
though.
Watch like a lot of streamers. Our favorite ones, like obviously, when I growing up and I was in college and everything, I was like Markiplier. I watched him a lot when I was in college, and that's like before he even had like 100K. I feel like I was like the first.
Yeah, now he has like millions.
Five digits of his like subscribers. Yeah, now he's like millions. And right now I watch Hollow because he's funny.
Jacksepticeye.
Jack too. Yeah, but and then. I mean, that's what we do for in terms of that, like the first person shooters, like the horror games. It's fun and entertaining as
yeah,
long as I'm not playing it myself.
Yeah, because their reactions are so funny as well.
So there's no gaming news in terms of that. And I used to play like Call of Duty and all the different Modern Warfare stuff, but that was back in college. A lot of my other friends do play it still, but I don't have PS5 and that's where everyone plays on. So I'm like, I'm in no rush.
Yeah. But yeah,
Genshin Impact.
Yeah, I know. It's like he doesn't play like those kind of games anyway. It's always like the RPGs.
Yeah. So I mean, I don't think we have any really real news this time, but it's coming up. We're gonna be talking about gaming again.
I'm
pretty
excited.
Soon.
Pokemon Snap.
And so I mean, with no gaming, we're going straight into anime.
Yes.
Anime. There's one anime series that is obviously super popular and super big that we have not covered yet. There's a reason why. It's because. We wanted to talk about it more when the movie was finally going to be released here in
the
U.S.
It's already been released in Japan since like last year.
October 16, 2020 is when the movie came out. It's been a month. It's been, I meant to say, it's been like half a year.
Yeah.
6 months.
It's coming out April 23rd.
So you guessed it. Demon Slayer. And the movie, or I guess it's called Kimetsu no Yaiba for those of you that want to get all Japanesey on us.
Yeah.
And the movie is Demon Slayer. What is it? Mugen Train, right?
Mugen Train.
Yeah, so it's finally here.
It's following off like right after the series.
So
the season
unlike
ended.
A lot of other anime series where it's like it's kind of its own thing. Like the movie is kind of separate.
It doesn't even.
This
like
is
much.
Canon. Yeah, it's so literally canon in the manga.
To watch the
and you
movie.
Need to watch this after the anime because it's canon.
Otherwise, it won't make any sense.
So if you want to watch the next season after this, like you need to watch this movie.
Yeah.
And so they had screenings in a lot of AMC theaters around here in the U.S. Mm-hmm. You have to, and it was on, the release date is April 23, mm-hmm. which I believe is a Friday.
Yeah, it's Friday.
So, but it's going to be that whole weekend, like, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But we found out they also had screenings for the day before. So Thursday night, there were some screenings and we got so lucky because they were selling out so fast. And big shout out and thank you to Haley's friend on Animal Crossing.
Yes, thanks, Jay.
Thank you, Jay. She's in Atlanta, I believe.
Yeah.
And so she's 3 hours ahead of us.
Yeah.
She was going to tell Haley when, like, she got tickets, and she did.
Yes,
she kept her promise.
She messaged our, like, little group chat and was like, it's out now. You can buy your tickets. I was like, oh, my God.
So we went rushed. Like, thank God, because, I mean, she was three hours ahead, so... I'm sure we were still kind of lucky to at least get it. We had to get it in Thousand Oaks, a little bit further from the closest one to us. Yeah. Nonetheless,
because
like,
the reason why it was selling out so fast is because like the capacity.
It's two things. Yeah. First, limited capacity.
Yeah. For the theaters,
seating
it's maybe like.
Here in California for the theaters is probably like 30%. Yeah. Everyone, all the parties are spaced out. Like, spaced the F out.
Yeah. So like it'll fill up really quickly.
Second.
People have been waiting for this
shit. We've been waiting how effing long for this. We've been waiting 6 months, half a year. Everyone in Japan or everyone like who could, you know, understand Japanese or like maybe there was Asia releases.
Yeah, for
other
Korea
countries.
As well. They had it.
So like, yeah, they've already seen this. It's like, oh, 6 months ago, you know, it was all over.
I posted it on my story on Animal Crossing because I have friends that are in like Korea and Japan and they're like, oh, finally. They were like, I've already seen it 5 times. I'm like.
Oh, you jerk. For rubbing it in our faces. So we're finally going to see it. We finally got it. And we got it the first day that we could get it.
Yeah. So we're seeing super excited. It on April 22nd. Like the day before release.
The quote unquote like official. Actual official release date. And we're watching it with two of our good friends.
Yes.
And I'm pretty excited to finally see it. Because I made sure I blocked off any type of like.
Yeah, I haven't seen any spoilers, to be honest.
Yeah, I've only just seen, you know, who it is and it's on a train.
Right.
Like, that's all I know. Anything. And that's all I want to know because I will find out the rest in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Pretty excited, though. It's been a while.
We haven't even talked about, like, Demon Slayer, though, like, what it's even about.
I guess, if you want, let's go. Brief synopsis, then. From Haley.
No, why from me?
Because are you going to talk about it? You said you haven't talked about it. You brought it up. I was just going to talk about the movie.
No, okay, so like Demon Slayer is basically, well, from the title, you obviously know that there's going to be demons.
There's
in
a lot
it,
of slaying.
And there's
and
a lot
of
slaying
demons.
Of demons. So basically, the beginning, it starts with a boy and his family. Where was he? He was like somewhere, like in the mountains. And then he came.
A mountain rural thing.
Yeah, he came back and then like his whole family was slaughtered.
Yep.
Except,
you could see it.
Yeah. Except for his little sister.
She technically was.
Yeah, she technically was, but then she has like this thing where she didn't turn into a like a full on demon.
Yeah, it's like she was able to kind of like
control it
because like her will is strong enough, but
she's still there mentally, but then like she still has to like fight from like trying to attack her brother and kill other people.
Yeah,
basically.
So he keeps her in a box.
He keeps her in a box, and then he puts like a bamboo what is that?
Like it looks like those bamboo scroll. Things on their like on her mouth so like she doesn't to bite down on it
so she can't bite other people. But and then obviously like he meets up with other like he teams up with other
demons.
Demon
he
slayers.
Trains too, goes through his own training, so it's kind of like that typical shonen thing.
It's like revenge kind of thing.
Yeah,
like he wants to find out who killed his
like
family.
What the hell happened, like what's causing all this. And he's actually one of those other, he reminds me of Deku because he's like one of those really nice, really good guy,
really
cool, nice,
and, but he's smart.
Like, innocent, smart. He's not dumb. Like that, he's like, he reminds me of Deku.
That's
like,
why I that liked him character. So much because I was like, oh my God, he's like
a
Deku.
A lot of people love him.
And
yeah.
Like, cause I love Deku as well.
And all the other side characters, they're very entertaining in their own ways.
My
one's narcoleptic. one guy wears a pig on his head. And
my
like,
favorite
Dump.
One is Inosuke, the one that wears the like the pig mask.
So
oh
fun.
My God. Like when he takes it off, he's so beautiful underneath. You
yeah,
never
but he
would
just
expect
wants to wear,
it.
He just wants to wear that freaking pig.
He's hilarious though. He's like my favorite character.
He's a very simpleton character.
Yeah, he's so cute.
I like the reactions, like on the how he looks like when he reacts to stuff when he has a mask on, because it's just like derp.
Yeah, derp faces. And then he has like around. These little flurries around him, like when he's happy.
Praised. Like... Oh my god. Yeah, no, but it's so entertaining and
it's a lot of action
and a lot of interesting stuff.
Yeah.
It's like your prototypical type of, you know, Shonen Jump kind of, because it's on Shonen Jump. Yeah. So it would fit that genre perfectly. But it's like, it's still different from a lot of stuff, like in terms of the story. And it's just really, they did a good job.
Yeah.
And it's not like, it's not like slowed down or anything.
The
it's like
a good pace. The animation is pace. Really good.
Yeah. It's like on Netflix now. I think it's dubbed on Netflix. And obviously, like Crunchyroll or maybe Funimation has it subbed. So
obsessed with the song, like the first opening song.
We're yet to get a figure, which we will change.
Well, we have that tiny little.
We have a
one.
Tiny Tanjiro. Q Spocket. Tanjiro.
Well, we're waiting for like a really. It's like the nice size of one. My pinky. I want him to have the one where he's doing like the water breathing.
Maybe like a Bandai Figuarts Zero, or like whenever we go to Japan. Whenever Japan opens up, that whole suitcase, like we've said before, it's gonna be stacked.
And then
stacked.
I want Nezuko.
Oh yeah, you gotta get a Nezuko figure. Nezuko's the sister of Tanjiro.
I actually bought a cosplay of her because I'm so excited.
Oh yes, right. You're gonna wear it to the.
No,
to
I'm
the
not wearing it to the.
What
movie.
Happened? I thought that's why you got it.
No, it doesn't come in on time. I'm just gonna wear it and take pictures because like I miss dressing up at anime conventions because it's been like over a year.
I need to lose 100 pounds before I could start cosplaying.
Yeah,
you know,
I was like, he can't really be my Tanjiro because Tanjiro is like tiny.
Nope. There's no one I can be on that show.
Wait, you could be like one of the
pillars. I could be Donkey Kong.
One of the pillars. They're like big. Remember the one that was like crying and stuff?
Oh, yeah. Blackbeard.
No, that's from One Piece. Well, he could be Blackbeard, actually.
Technically, I could.
I brought my beard.
I'd be Frankie, I guess. Frankie's big. That's a hard cosplay. All those people that could dress. I give you a lot of props. There's a lot of people dressed up as Frankie like 2 years ago at Anime Expo. Even like females, they're really good.
Yeah, they're so cute.
It's really hard to do like because you have to fix the arms and everything.
Yeah.
That's a legit like.
Well, time. Then you have to walk around wearing like if you're a guy, you're wearing like a Speedo.
Yeah, yeah.
We saw a lot of those. They were good though, actually.
I mean, even like people who were dressed up in Kill la Kill the years before, like those people wearing
so,
like
how
Venus
are their
Beach.
Boobs staying in?
Yeah, that was awesome. And the guy with the light nipples, I can't forget that. But yeah,
I miss cosplaying
Anime
so
Expo
much.
Hopefully it's canceled this year obviously, but hopefully next year we'll see a lot of you guys there next year.
Yeah,
hopefully we're still doing this next year. We'll see.
I mean, there's always anime to
I mean
about.
Starting from here, I think we're gonna it's really officially April, so we're gonna be probably, since we're not doing the podcast next week already, we're gonna
just
do it the
other
week. So we'll probably start doing like these video podcasts every other week, and then you can always catch us on Spotify, Google Podcasts, all those different ones, Apple Podcasts. Just check out Ann Munchie's podcast and we'll be there. And then I think we'll have our regular midweek episodes. We'll have these ones and then just specifically just for podcast only type of thing. So check us out there. That's well. What else do you want to say about that? Nothing?
Nothing.
Okay, nothing.
Watch Demon Slayer if you haven't.
Make sure you tune into the Bang Bang concert.
Bang Bang concert.
Bang Bang.
Bang bang.
Bang bang bang.
Bang bang bang.
Oh, different band. Different group. And then Cafe Maji. Definitely check that place out too. Super cute. Hopefully they'll have regular ceramic plating soon enough.
Yeah. They're indoor cute dining. Mugs.
But yes, thank you guys for joining us as always. Anna Munchies Podcast. Please leave a subscribe, a like, whatever you gotta do. Maybe follow if you're on Spotify, Google, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen and stream. Your podcasts, and we'll see you in the next one. Remember, it's going to be every other week for these video podcasts, but we'll still be putting out podcasts weekly and maybe even like bi-weekly if we do the special midweek podcasts where we kind of recap, like maybe like for example, you know, our SF trip, or if Haley was able to catch the concert during our trip, and we'll just kind of talk about
the Demon Slayer movie.
More informal, but oh yeah, duh. Demon Slayer movie. 6 months. That'll be the first thing we'll talk about. So thank you guys for joining us. We shall see you in the next episode. Peace.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.